You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010, located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida, and I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the radio show. This show, if you're not familiar with it, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We're a talk show. Talk show here every Sunday night for 2 hours, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. We hope you listen all the time. We have a lot of folks calling in, which I hope you're going to be one of them. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894.
I think he was thinking about his number all the way around.
You're doing something here, and I feel you're doing something messing with my thing here. My wife is doing something.
407-894.
Yeah, I'm trying to do something. She's doing something to me, and I don't know what I'm doing here. Phone number is 407-894-1680. I don't know what you're doing here, but you're messing me up. Listen, it's hard to think. And you're making it worse. We have two calls on the line right now, which I'd like to talk to.
From Pensacola and from Delray Beach.
Okay, let's hear from Pensacola first. Pensacola
Yowza, first. Yowza. What's happening, everybody?
It's How you doing? Lord How you doing?
Who is this?
Who is it?
Cecil, Lord Sea Dog in Pensacola.
Cecil.
Oh.
All right. How you doing now?
What's your first name?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
It's a new caller.
I like that Sonny's Barbecue, no doubt, man. I like them St. Louis-style ribs and them redneck egg rolls. Oh, them things are good.
Yeah, okay. So, and you're from Pensacola. You're a first-time caller.
No, I was on last week.
Oh, you were calling last week. Okay.
Called
I called in last week, and I'm back for another one tonight.
Well, you can't win. First of all, you can't win every night. You have to. Every 30 days, you have to win. Right. But right now, we don't have trivia. You have to wait for a few minutes because we're doing new trivia.
Well, right now, anyway. You can't win anyway.
I'm still waiting on my $10 certificate from Duncan because they're right behind my house.
I understand, but you have to wait because we send them out every 2 weeks. We'll go out probably in about 4 or 5 days. We'll out again, so you'll have to wait. You'll get them next week.
All right.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No keep problem.
On keep on listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
All righty. So we got our good friend Larry from Delray Beach.
Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
Hey,
Larry.
How you doing?
Can you turn your radio down for me, Larry?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. No, he's only turning the radio down. Hello.
That's not Larry.
That's Hello? Not the Larry we thought it was.
Oh, we have a different Larry. We have a different Larry here.
Okay.
Hi.
You're Larry from where now?
Delray Beach.
Oh, Delray Beach. Oh, okay. You're a first-time caller.
First-time listener. First-time caller.
Okay.
Oh, very nice. Nice to meet you, Larry.
Well, we're going to, first of all, we have to send you out a nice bracelet. Since you are new, and we'll send out to you. And I guess you called what we called you, trivia?
Yes.
Well, you have to wait a few minutes, and then we'll do a new trivia.
After our guest caller.
Okay.
Oh, what happened? I missed it?
Yes, you missed
went
it.
Went ahead
yes.
of me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first, as soon as I heard it, I knew it was Jose Feliciano without the hints. You hear his voice, you know it's him.
That's right.
How did you learn about our show, Larry?
That's the station I usually, are you on 850
AM? 850 AM, that's
it, 850. Yeah, that's the station I listen to most of the day.
Okay, well, great.
I'm a driver, and that's what I listen to.
Oh, well, keep on listening. We got a great trivia coming up shortly. You can call back if you'd like to. Yep.
Yeah,
keep on
all
listening.
Right, I hope keep I know listen. The answer, though. Well,
Trust me, you'll know the answer.
I knew the first one, Doris Day, and then I heard Jose. Maybe I will know the third one.
Okay.
I say hello to my friend Jeff. I don't know if we're on the air or not.
We're on the air. We're live. You can hear us all over the United States
Jeff.
Right now.
All right, my friend Jeffrey out there listening also to 850.
Hey, Larry, don't hang
up. All right, thanks a lot.
Larry, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right,
Larry?
I'm going to
hang
up.
We're
going
to send you a bracelet.
All right.
Off the air. Give your address. We'll send it to you.
All right. I got one more caller. Larry, are you still there, Larry?
Is hold I on the air?
All right. Hold on, Larry. Hold on.
No,
all right.
Don't say your address
no,
on the air.
No, don't say address on the air. No. Off the air.
Just hold on.
That's all right. We have one more caller. She wanted to call a first-time caller from West Palm Beach, Florida. Her name is Miss Lewis.
Miss Lewis. Are you there, Miss Lewis?
Miss Lewis, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Miss Lewis.
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I have glaucoma, and you mentioned it just a few minutes ago, and I had a rather experience that I would like to share with the listeners, and to just show the importance of getting second opinions. And I was told that I had glaucoma. Oh, gee, it was almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I started with a doctor that seemed very capable. Mm-hmm. And I was fine for a few years. And then all of a sudden, a doctor said one day out of nowhere, I want you to sign some papers and go in the back. We're going to do some surgery.
On oh, no, 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 no. Off the bat, we don't do that. No, 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 no.
Oh, my God.
Anybody listen to this?
No,
anybody listen
I,
to this?
No.
We don't do that, okay? What this woman says, I have to interrupt you, Ms. Lewis.
Oh, all
the
right.
Minute they say, anybody says to you what she just said, I don't care what kind of doctor, I don't care if it's my
opinion.
Best friend, okay? We don't do that, okay?
Well, that's what I learned as well, and she... the doctor said, we're going to put you on drops, and you're going to be on two different kinds of eye drops
well,
four times
right.
a day.
That's no big deal. That's
yeah.
no
so
big deal.
So that I thought, all right, but I want a second. I said, no, I'm not going to sign anything until I get a second opinion. And must have been an angel coming to me because I went to an ophthalmologist who is one of the finest doctors probably in the whole state. And he examined me and he said, you have a very mild form of glaucoma. You've lost no vision. And he said, I'm going to put you on drops, that just one drop. Once a day, and this was 20 years ago. I have lost no vision. Mm-hmm. In fact, he said, I'm now at the point of having what he almost could call every now and then high pressure in my eyes. And I just am so glad that I went and got a second opinion.
That's for
well,
sure.
And let me just say, Ms. Lewis.
Where do you live?
I live in West Palm Beach.
There's a great doctor there, ophthalmologist. He's on our show every month. And
he'll be calling in next week.
Next week he'll be calling in.
Do you have
and
any
Dr.
questions
Skolnick,
for him?
Dr. Skolnick,
well,
Eye Institute. And he's fabulous. I'm just telling you that.
Skolnick?
But
oh,
just
we've got some wonderful doctors here. And I used to watch Cooking Without Looking. And mm-hmm. I know you probably remember that show. It was very, very good. And for sighted people, because it was giving us a kind of a bridge into what it was like to not be sighted. And I have a very dear friend who is very active in the Braille Club and the Gavel Club. And so I started listening to your show, and I have enjoyed it
well,
very
thank you
much.
So much. Well, thank Dr. Skolnick's on the air. Matter of fact, Larry McDowell
week.
Can tell you he's the president of the Braille Club. He's already gone to Dr. Skolnick. But
oh.
going to any doctor, and I'm one, I let me put it this way to you. When I lost my vision, I went to Bascom Palmer in Miami.
Yeah.
I went up to Will's Eye in Philadelphia. I don't mess around. I went right to Philadelphia, which is a great hospital called Will's Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. So I got two opinions. They both said the same thing. So then, okay, I got it. But when it comes to my eyes, I have to feel very comfortable who's going to mess with my eyes. And people like Dr. Skolnick in West Palm Beach, fabulous. I have a great doctor here in Orlando, fabulous. But let me just say this to you. I've had different operations on my eyes. It's no big deal. When you have, I've had canals put in each eye for drainage because my eye pressure was so bad because of the glaucoma to bring down the pressure. And that's all basically they do. They put a drainage canal in there, but it has to be a surgeon who does it, not just an ophthalmologist. It has to be an ophthalmologist and a surgeon who does it. And it's not a big deal to put in a canal. And then I have drops. That's it. Now I don't have to do drops anymore because my numbers are somewhere between 14 and 16. That's where it's supposed to be.
Mine are about that.
Yeah, 14 to 16. Anything above 21 is good. But my eyes originally was 40s, and that's terrible.
Well, thank you for calling in, Ms. Lewis. We have to go to break, and we have another wonderful guest caller calling in a few minutes.
Well,
so we have to say
goodnight.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you, Ms. Lewis.
Keep
on calling in.
You're welcome.
Well, we have to give her name and address.
Yeah,
so we can send her.
Yeah, he's got it under control.
Okay, a bracelet. We'll send you a bracelet.
Chris.
Thanks
hold
for calling
Chris.
In, Ms.
Okay,
Lewis. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going
to
go to break.
We're
going to
go to break, and look forward to a great guest caller calling in. He's fabulous. Wait to hear from him. A blind artist. Mm-hmm. He's fabulous. And then after that, we go to our fantastic club. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? Megavoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. Megavoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at Megavoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-899-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a caller calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. His name? Well, you're going to learn fast. You're going to learn them. This guy is fantastic. His name is Mike Williams. And listen to this. He's a visually impaired artiste. That's right, an artist. Lynn, tell folks
right.
about him.
Well, we're really, really looking forward to talking to Michael Williams. And Michael, like Michael said, is a visually impaired artist, and he has an eye disorder called Stargardt's disease. So we'd like to welcome Michael Williams.
Mike Williams from Memphis, Tennessee. You're on, Mike.
And I love your work, Michael Williams.
Thank you.
I really, really do. I've been looking all over the internet and finding different pieces that you've done. But anyway, so why don't you tell the audience
Tell the folks about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been drawn ever since the age of 10, and you know, most sons like to mimic their fathers, but me, I like to give credit to my mother. She's the one that turned me over to art. She was the one to inspire me to live my dream to the fullest and never allowed anyone to change my mind as far as doing the things that I desire to do. Therefore, I took the art, and I've won numerous awards at the American Printing House for the Blind. I've also have been featured in numerous articles about my vision impaired situation. And I've also been voted one of the top 10 blind and vision impaired artists of the world.
Wow. Tell the folks who wrote to you. That impressed me. Who wrote to you?
In 2015, you got a letter from whom?
In 2016, I had sent an art piece that had won the art competition in the American Printing House for the Blind. And it was President Obama who had sent me a letter of acceptance.
There you go. President Obama wrote to you.
So impressive.
Very, very impressive.
Michael, one of the things people are going to say, well, wait a minute. He's visually impaired. How the heck is he painting? Now, one of the things I read about Stargardt's disease, that it affects the central part of the eye.
Yes,
so that means you have blurred vision in the central part of your eye, correct?
Correct.
So why don't you tell everybody and explain to us how it is? How do you paint? What is what is your procedure? How do you do it?
Well, the best thing I can how I can describe it is that it is blurry, but you have a sense of insight about how you want to portray the particular subject on the canvas. And I have a number of instruments that I utilize, like various types of magnifier devices, whether they're electronic or handheld. Mm-hmm. Also, I have plenty of lighting that I utilize. And this is a big help for me because the fact is that since I'm very detail-oriented, I want to make sure that every subject that I capture on canvas, it is detailed and it is to the best of my ability that I've done to ensure that whoever the audience is able to understand the type of work that I do and the type of story that I'm trying to portray on that particular art piece.
And don't you have a problem with colors?
I do, and that's when these CCTV come in. It is a closed-circuit TV that I am able to read the colors of the tubes of paint. Now, I will confess, I do have a challenge telling the difference in the various blues or greens or reds, so whatever other colors, primary colors that come to play. But I still use my insight to tell whether or not that particular color is the right color for me to apply to that particular painting. It is planned by instinct.
That's amazing.
Your work is it's a combination of abstract, impressionistic. It's just realism,
yes.
All rolled into one.
I wish I could see your work, Lynn, who cited.
My grandmother was a professional.
Tells me
artist.
About what job you're doing. She said it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Lynn, explain it to me what kind of work you're doing, and I think that's unbelievable.
You have a picture on a painting that you did with a sailboat, I think it was, and then the water in front, and the water is choppy, and each little choppiness part of the water, you know, where it comes up into little
the
peaks.
The foam, I call the foam.
You have a little bit of white cresting on the top of each little. It's not a wave,
correct.
It's just the water being choppy, but it's just amazing. So
it took me a while to do that painting, and that was one of the first paintings that I was trying out this new type of paint, which is ore that you can mix with water. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I wanted to try out to see if I would be felt comfortable in working with, and it turned out a lot better than I expected.
One of the things you say, and I can relate to this, you're saying oils are messy and slow drying. Some of my grandmother's paintings, she would take a palette knife and squeeze the tube oil paint right onto the palette knife, and those paintings literally would take more than a year to dry. I can still remember the smell. So you prefer acrylics then?
I do prefer acrylics. I have tried oil paints in the past, but since I've tried this new type of oil paint that you can mix with water, I have no problem with it.
Oh, you can mix oil paint with water? Interesting.
Yeah. It's been out for about, I would say, about 7 or 8 years now.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael, I told you when we were listening.
Which Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Which, we got two I'm Michaels sorry. Here now.
That's cute.
Michael Williams, Michael Golder.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about how you were kind of facing adversity from the community, and they were saying, wait a minute, you know, you're visually impaired, and well, how are you going to paint? And why don't you talk a little bit about that, about the challenges?
The challenge is that when you ask the public or the media, have they heard of a blind or vision impaired artist? The only thing that comes to many to their mind is musicians, because they're used to hearing musicians.
Right.
Like Stevie Wonder and Stevie Wade and on. But when it comes to a painter, actual artist, person that's doing visual art, they cannot convey any name. And when you tell them that you're blind and vision impaired, it's just like they take that moment of silence and they can't comprehend that you can create beauty from within. You don't have to have perfect sight to be able to visualize what you want to paint and how you want to paint any particular subject on canvas. Therefore, I use the example that you can put a piece of artwork that is done simultaneously, that is done exactly alike, one done by a vision impaired artist and the other done by a sight artist. And if you were to tell them to take a look and see if they could tell the difference, you know, they would stand there and say, no, they both look great. But if you were to tell them that you're the artist of that particular painting that's next to the one that's done by a person with good sight, that's when the scrutinize comes into play. They want to take a closer look to see if any mistakes have been made, or it's just the psyche that's inside of that society refuses or cannot comprehend or accept the fact that you can become a blind or vision impaired artist. And there are a lot of us out there.
Is that why it took 10 years to create the International Association for Sight Impaired Artists?
Yes, it is. Because the fact is that society still has a way to go to accept us as blind and vision impaired artists or performers. They do accept us as being musicians, but it's still a long way to go. And that is why I encourage people who are blind and vision impaired to get out there and make their presence known. You know, you can't sit down and expect the world to come to you. You have to go out there into the world to be known. Because I like to use a quote that I came up with, is that if you want the world to notice you, you have to first get out there into the world to be known. And you can't just sit around and hope for the best or expect others to come forth and say, well, I like your work and I'm going to get you out there. You have to be your own salesman. You have to be your own promoter. You have to be out there willing to step out and make your presence known.
You're unbelievable, Michael Williams. I got to interject. You are unbelievable. I'm listening to every word you're saying, and I think you're great because you have the right mindset and doing what you're doing. You're right. You have to be your own salesman. You have to be your own PR person. You have to be aggressive and open your mouth. That's what I always suggest to people. And you're doing a great job.
Michael did the same thing, only in radio.
Yep.
So tell us about the International Association for Sight Impaired Artists. I see it's headquartered in Memphis.
Correct.
In Tennessee.
It's an organization that I decided to come up with because when I had first entered the American Printing House for the Blind Art Competition in 2008, I was excited, and so I decided to call Memphis, the media, and ask them, have they known of any other artists who are blind and vision impaired? No one heard of any.
Hmm.
And so I mentioned that I was one and was just, okay. But the thing that really clicked was I had to start an organization that will allow people to come forth who are very creative, mm-hmm. to come forth and have an opportunity to share their creativity online. It's right now we are still in the developmental stage as far as getting the site up and running and encourage people to contribute their creativity. We do have a Facebook page that they do share some of their insights about what they do, as well as we encourage nonprofits who are catering to the needs of blind and vision impaired artists to come forth and share what they're doing in their organization.
Michael, may I interrupt you for a minute? Would you mind if we put your name and phone number on our website so people, if they're interested, can call you and discuss things with you that are vision impaired and blind?
That would be awesome. I would appreciate that.
Oh,
that,
good. Lynn, we'll put that up on our website for people to call them and see if they're interested.
And also, Michael, feel free to post anytime on our Facebook page, okay? And what's going on there with you in Memphis and the artists. So do you have any other artists in your group in Memphis?
At this moment, we don't. Again, it's whether or not they're afraid to come forth.
I think that's
or
what it
they,
is. Yeah,
and they're not sure what to do, but we're still trying to get the word out, and hopefully that someone will come out and show, make their presence known.
Well,
because
Michael,
we're
here for you, so if you want to send anything in to us, please do. Use our website. Like Lynn just said, use our Facebook page. We're here for you to grow, and we'll help you if we can.
I appreciate that, and I thank you also for allowing me to be on your show to share my insight.
It's our pleasure, Michael. It really is. That's Michael Williams from Memphis, Tennessee, who's visually impaired, and he's an artist. Believe it or not, he's an artist.
And if anybody would like to reach you directly, or tell them how they would contact you, Michael, and your Facebook page.
If you don't want the whole world to call you, just give your email or something else that you want to see.
Or his Facebook page.
Yeah, or your Facebook page.
Right. They can reach us on the Facebook page. We're on the two different organizations. There is the Memphis International Association for Sight and Pair Artists, Chapter 1.
Okay.
Also, the International Association for Sight and Pair Artists. And my own personal page is Artist Michael A. Williams.
Artist Michael A. Williams, that's how it works?
Correct.
Michael.
We'll put that on our website. Put that on our website, Lynn.
And Michael, do me a favor and email us the information too, okay? So I have the exact.
We'll put that on our website.
Right.
Yes, I will do that.
Please do.
Well, thank
that.
You so much for calling in. I really appreciate it, Michael.
You're a wonderful
thank
artist.
You.
You really are.
I appreciate that. And like I said, I want the world to know that we're out there as vision pair artists, and we're here to make our presence known.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. That's Michael Williams from
thank
Memphis,
you,
Tennessee.
Have a good week.
An artist who's visually impaired.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in. All right. Now it's time for trivia. Now listen to this trivia, because I thought about this all week. This trivia is going to be a blockbuster.
All week you thought about
yes,
this?
Yes, it did.
Oh, wow.
That's a
you
long
doing,
time.
Yeah.
He was doing work.
So here's the story. You have to mention. Now listen to this. I'm going to say it slow. The trivia question is this way. There's been certain songs that have, in the song, mentioned a city or a state. This song was a big song. It had to be a top 10 song, top 20 song. I'm going to say at least a top 20, 25 song. Okay, at least a top 25 song that had in the song a city or a state mentioned in the song. You have to mention, when you call in, you have to mention three songs. Three songs.
You thought real long and hard for this.
Okay, so you have to mention three songs. So if the next person after you, when they call in, they have to mention three other cities. Okay, there's many cities. We already, I already gave at least, I think we've given 11 songs that were big songs already that I gave to Chris. It's in the computer already. There's 11 of them already down. So if you come up with, you might come up with others that we thought of 11 real quick that has in the song the city or a state.
I think we're going to go to break now.
Okay. So here we go. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We're going to break. When we come back, I'm sure the phones will be ringing. 407-894-1680. Come back after break. Let the phones ring.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center. Available to eligible pre-K and K through 12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Phone number here to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. It's time, as I said before the break, for trivia. This trivia is all about naming a song, and it has to be a top 25 sometime in existence of this country, the top 25 song in a hit parade, they mentioned the name of a city or it mentioned the name of a state in the song. Now, we know there's many. You only have to name three. Name three. Okay? So that's what you have to do. That's the name. Name a song. Except the song has to have the city. So you have to mention a city. If you mention some cockamamie city, we don't know that city, then it has to have a hit record. So you have to mention three cities that had hit records. Okay, here we go. Who's our own first caller? We've got people already calling in already. So we've got at least, that I would think of, at least, I think we've got 10 or 11 that we thought of real fast that had big hits. Okay, who's on the line right now, Chris? Let's start her off.
All right, so we're going to go over to first-time caller all the way from the West Coast. And I'm quite sure he got maybe one or two, maybe five that he can mention. Let's go to our friend, our good friend, Troy from Springfield, Oregon.
Wow.
Is this Troy from Springfield?
How you doing?
You're from Springfield, Oregon?
Correct.
Where is Springfield, Oregon?
70 miles east of the Pacific Coast.
No kidding. Okay. So...
104 miles south of Portland.
Okay.
Okay, now we know.
Okay, now we know where you are. Okay, and when did you start listening to this Blind and Beyond radio show?
When I turned him on to it, it's thief in Pensacola.
Oh, okay, that's how we
go. East Coast to the West Coast.
Okay.
All right,
there
cool.
You go.
We got a chat line going here. We got a whole bunch of people out here on this line.
There you go.
A chat line, okay, chat line around the country. Okay, so Troy... So can you give us three, you got to give us three now, three cities that had a song written about in one way or another, three cities or state. Let me hear, Troy, three of them.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wait a minute, a song for Cincinnati? I don't know that one. You got, what's the name of the song?
That was Connie Smith.
Huh?
That was by Connie Smith, written by Bill Anderson.
Was it a big
That's
hit?
One. Go ahead. Was Give it, us a couple more, Troy.
Was it a big top 25 hit? Big hit?
It was back in like 1963. Yes, it was.
I kind of remember a song about Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Yeah, okay, all right. So I don't know that one, but I'll give it to you.
Just take it.
Okay, I'll take it. One. Okay, that's one. Give me two more.
Bobby Bear, Detroit City.
Yeah.
Detroit City, Bobby Bear. Okay, I'm getting songs I didn't even know there. I didn't like that. That's two. Okay.
One more.
One more.
Scott McKenzie, San Francisco.
Oh, my gosh. We forgot about San Francisco.
No, I got San Francisco, but not that one. That's very good.
Boy, that's
very good.
All right.
You just won yourself, Troy, $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Plus, you got yourself a bracelet for a first-time caller. So you get yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. We have your donuts. You have Dunkin' Donuts, I assume, out there, right?
We do.
Okay. So you get yourself a $10 gift card. See, it pays to listen to the show. You get $10 gift card given to you.
We just have somebody else come to the chat line.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Troy.
That guy is out there in Oregon too. He could turn it on his Lady A, and he can call you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right.
Hey, Troy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Let's go to the next call. See what they come up with.
What?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to St. Louis, Missouri. I'm quite sure she got a handful, too. The one and only Miss Glenda from St. Louis.
All right, Glenda.
Glenda from St. Yes. Louis. You there, Hello. Glenda from St. Louis?
How you doing, I'm Glenda? Here.
Okay, so let me hear your three songs. Three songs.
Okay. My first one is I Lost My Heart in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Okay, that's one.
One of them is New York, New York.
Okay. Okay. That's all right. New York, New York. That's what I was thinking of. Yep, yep, yep. What's the third?
And All My Exes Live in Texas.
What was that?
All My Exes Live in Texas.
Oh, I never heard that song. All My Exes Live in Texas. Was that a big hit song?
Chris has got to find that.
Was that
one.
You got to find that and see if it's a big hit. I don't know if that's a big hit.
Oh, give it to
me. Yeah, you don't remember that one. I'll just say Oklahoma. Remember that one, too?
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma is the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait. No.
It's
no.
From the Broadway
no.
show, isn't it?
I gotta go back to the other one.
Oh, the exes.
Glenda, you said all my exes
live in Texas.
Live in Texas.
Let's see if you can find it. Live my exes.
All right. So she got it.
Okay. So anyway, so we're gonna send you out a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. See, it pays. Okay. It pays to listen to the show. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Ms. Glenda. Okay, who's
wow.
next? I never heard of him.
That was funny.
My ex is living in Texas. Okay. Oklahoma, I heard of. Okay,
Glenda,
Oklahoma.
I think I got your information, Glenda, but hold on one moment.
Okay,
right.
Who's next?
All right. Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you, Glenda. Who's
Thank
next?
You.
Who's
You're
next?
Welcome.
That was a funny one.
Say
All
hi
my
to
exes
live in Texas.
Live in Texas. I got to get that
okay,
one.
Okay, but Oklahoma,
find that one.
That's a big one. So we got three. We didn't count Texas. Okay, who's the next one?
All right, that's it.
That was it? Oh, my
get
God.
Get all my information?
Yeah, hold on, hold on one moment.
Air. I can't get over. The ones that I got, nobody get. All the ones we came up with, nobody got.
Is this the song? Oh, listen.
My exes live in Texas.
Play the whole thing. Oh, well,
by George Strait.
And Texas is a place I dearly love to be. But all
Tennessee too. There, see? Okay.
Rosanna.
All right. Anybody else calling in? All the cities and states that I thought of. She. I left behind San Francisco. Yeah, that was one of mine. Another one that I thought of was New York. New York. Okay, that's two. But there's about oh my God, big hit records. We're gonna play them all just in case anybody didn't mention after people call in.
We have about 4 minutes left to the break.
Okay, got 4 minutes until. Somebody calls in. I can't believe that.
That was
the
funny.
Big hits nobody got. That's amazing. It's amazing. Nobody got it. Easy ones. I'm talking about easy ones.
So
we got 3 more minutes. I'm going to you know what? I'll play one right now, an easy one. And this was a big hit. I don't know if anybody heard it. Chris?
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. Okay. We got another caller calling in right now. Chris is talking too.
I think he might be taking the address for somebody.
I'll play one of the songs that I can't believe nobody got.
Anna Lee. I heard a name. Anna Lee, I think he said.
Okay, so let's hear. You know, that was easy. This trivia, it's amazing that people got songs I never heard of, like X's in Texas. But I was thinking of big hits. That was in songs. Big artist. I can't believe it. I can give you some big hints, too. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Chris, can you put them on? Okay, because we got 3 minutes.
Chris, who's on?
Okay. Let's go talk to Annalise from Clearmont, Florida. Annalise.
Annalise, Clearmont, Florida. Annalise.
Annalise.
Hey, how are you?
Are you first time caller?
No.
Annalise?
No.
Okay, so Annalise, give me three songs.
Tallahassee Lassie.
Oh, I didn't think of that one. That's very good. That's right. Really? You're right. Tallahassee's one. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Yeah,
that's another
that's
one I didn't
good
think.
One.
That's a good another one. That's another one, too. Yep.
And Abilene.
Abilene. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song? Was that the name of the song?
I'd sing it, but I'm a terrible singer.
I've heard of it. I can't sing it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Abilene, yeah.
Abilene, prettiest town that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big song? Was that top 25?
It was a big song.
Big song?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a country song.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a country song? Okay.
That's why he doesn't know
That's why I don't know it. All right, I'll give it to you. I don't know it. But I'll give it to you.
That doesn't
All right.
mean
so you just
you don't
your,
know it doesn't mean it all right. doesn't exist.
You're in Clermont.
Yeah.
So how would you like to have Sonny's Barbecue, $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, the best barbecue there is in Florida, Sonny's Barbecue. Okay.
All right, Annalise, I believe I have all your information, but hold on one moment just in case, all right?
Anybody else on the line?
Yes, I got several callers on the phone line right now.
I can't
Let's go to Debbie from St. Petersburg, Florida. Debbie, are you there?
Debbie,
you
there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Michael and Lynn.
Hi,
and
Debbie.
Chris. I couldn't hear the last 3 answers that were given.
All right, let me hear your
tell
three. I'll
quickly,
let you know if it's the
Debbie,
same.
We're
Hurry
go to
up.
Break. Tell us quickly.
Got to tell us fast.
Oh,
you're going to tell. I thought you were going
to. No, no, you tell us real fast. Give me your three.
Oh, okay. Allentown by Billy Joel.
Oh. Okay, next.
Arizona by Mark Lindsay.
Boy, it's amazing all these songs.
Next.
Arizona. And the last one is The City of New Orleans by Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
All right, well, she's a winner.
So you just won yourself. Where are you calling from?
St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know me.
I know you. Okay, so we're going to give you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
They must all know right.
Enjoy Dunkin' Donuts.
All right,
thank
that's
you.
That's a wrap on that question, though.
Is that
I'm
it?
Going to break.
That's it?
No, I got one more before we go into the break. I got 1 minute before we get into the break.
Okay, real fast, and I'll play the songs that they didn't get. I can't believe it.
Let's go to our friend David from Fern Park. David.
David, you there?
Hey, man.
We got 60 seconds, David.
Hi, David. Real fast, David. Fern Park.
But one I had to throw by, I had a call for you, Michael. What about Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom?
There you go. Okay, I forgot about
Thanks,
that one. Next,
Dave.
Who else?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay, next.
What's the last one?
Sweet Home Chicago.
Yeah, I was getting ready to
Chicago,
play that one too.
Right,
that's
Dave's
what I was, a winner.
Okay, Dave, you just won yourself the best barbecue there is in Florida, which is Sonny's Barbecue.
Yay.
Yay. All right.
Enjoy it.
I was just there.
Okay.
Hey, he was just there. Okay.
Keep
on going back.
Okay, guys.
We're going to break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to play you real fast the other people you didn't, the other cities you didn't talk about that were big hits. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, well, you can't call it anymore, 407-894-6008. That's in the future. And I just made a ruling from now on. Here's the ruling, the new ruling on the show. If you call in and we get a prize, we give you the prize. If you don't want the prize, my answer is tough. That's it. So you don't have a choice. We're giving you the prize. You don't want it? You want something else?
We're being nice to offer the prize.
So yeah. We're giving out a $10 gift card from somewhere. Okay? So the point is you can't say, well, I don't want that. I want another one. That's tough. You ain't getting it. That's it. That's my ruling. Okay. Anyway, okay. Lynn, let's wrap it up.
Before we wrap it up,
when it's all over, we're going to play the last five or six songs real fast.
I was wrapping
of the
it up.
People that had big hits that you didn't guess, which I was thought you wouldn't guess. Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to tell everybody, hope you join us next Sunday. And our friend, Dr. Skolnick from Skolnick Eye Institute, is calling in from Jupiter, Florida. We always love when he calls in. Richard Oliver from Industries of the Blind. And our friend Christine Belts will be calling in from South Florida. So it'll be another wonderful show. Okay, Michael, you're on.
Okay, so now, before we say goodnight, these are the songs you missed. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. Okay, that's Chuck Berry. Here we go. Kansas City, number one song. Wilbert Harris in Kansas City,
here I come.
Number one song.
I'm going to Kansas City, here I come.
Okay, number one song, you missed that one. Here's another one. Listen to this one.
It's time I'm walking to New Orleans.
New Orleans, number one song, Fats Domino. I'm walking.
I'm walking to New Orleans.
I'm walking. New Orleans, number one song, Fats Domino. To Paris. All right, let's go to the next one. Number one song.
Georgia.
Ray Charles. Georgia on
Georgia,
my mind.
The home.
These are all the hits that you did not mention that were number one songs.
They mentioned a lot of good ones.
West Virginia.
Oh, listen to this guy.
Blue Ridge Mountains.
Another one song.
Shenandoah River. Life is older.
West Virginia.
Older than the.
Okay, here's another big. This was not top 10, but it was a big record. Big record. Come on now, let's go! The Bristol Stomp! Let's go! Bristol Stomp!
The kids in Bristol are sharp and physical when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stomp.
So those are the things I was thinking about, all the songs I knew. Oh, here's another one. Okay. So,
you know this song?
That's our theme song. Gotta go, take it out.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Thanks for putting up with
Hope you had a good time. Keep on listening. Hope you'll listen to next week. Good night, all. Love you all. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week. Take care. Love you. Bye.